Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is deity. The dictionary defines deity in a number of ways. Deity could signify a god or goddess, a divine character, or a supreme being. It could be given as a sign or a rank, as when Roman emperors claimed to be gods, or it could simply be a person or thing revered as a god or goddess. Dictionary.com. By any of these definitions, we can see that a deity is someone who ranks well above the rank of a simple human. This is how the world defines deity. But how does Scripture define it? For the definition, we start with the book of Colossians. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Colossians 2:6-15. Here we see that deity has the power to take away sins and in return give new spiritual life. We also see that deity is defined by the power of God. Christ was a deity because in him the whole fullness of God was found. Throughout his life, Jesus showed his deity in the things he said and did. He made the blind to see and the lame to walk. He proclaimed the good news of his coming and the salvation that it would bring to all who believed. Finally, he died, sinless and pure, to become the perfect sacrifice to overcome sin and death. Truly, all the fullness of God was his. John paints a picture of the deity of Jesus Christ in the beginning of his book, describing Jesus in godly terms, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:1. He goes on to say in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus was with God the Father from the very beginning. In him truth is found, not just a truth, but all truth. As God, he humbled himself to take on earthly form and walk among us with all the authority and majesty of deity. As God's only Son, he holds the same grandeur and confidence of his Father with the same conviction and purpose. We go back to Colossians once again to further define who Jesus is. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Colossians 1:15-20. If deity is defined as a God, divine character, or supreme being, Jesus fills every blank. He is the way, the truth, and the life, not because he was a special human, but because he is God, with all the power and authority of the divine. He is supreme in every way and above the things of this world. Yet he is personal enough to know the number of hairs on your head. He is loving enough to care about you as a person. He is humble enough to hear your prayers and answer them. All the power of God is with you simply because you believe. God has promised never to leave you or forsake you. That means you can count on his love and guidance. Surrender to deity. End your battle and let the creator of all take you to places you never dreamed you would go. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you that even though you are God and we are people lost in sin, you cared enough about us to give us your Son, who possessed all the fullness of deity. Help us to serve you in the confidence of your grace. Amen.